Thanksgiving coming up, you know, people are going to be, some people are going to be seeing their family, because there are people that live with their whole family. So, or they have a pod, like they have a couple of other families. I've got a girlfriend in Brooklyn, and there's another family that they, right from the very beginning, they all got tested together. Their kids are friends, and they live in the same neighborhood. So they're in what they call a pod. So they've been socializing the whole time since the beginning, and they've been totally safe. So, you know, Thanksgiving is going to be a little different this year, but in case it's going to be kind of similar, in case you want a little, levity in this, in these unprecedented times, Google decided to release a list of the most Googled things last Thanksgiving by state.
Okay.
Okay. And some of them are very funny. In Alaska, the top thing that was Googled on Thanksgiving was divorce lawyer.
He is driving me insane. He's not helping me do the dishes. He's not helping me cook. I want a divorce.
Can I be divorced by Christmas? That's all I want to know.
Right. And there's only like four guys in Alaska. So yeah. You have the hots for the other three guys. So you want a divorce. Really?
That's right.
On Thanksgiving. Thanks.
I already married the other three. So this is the last one. It's him and then nobody. California and Louisiana, their top Google things last Thanksgiving were sort of similar. California was racist grandma. Like, how do I deal with a racist grandma? In Louisiana, it was, how do I deal with a racist family?
So the whole family, not just the mom or grandma.
Not just the grandma. It was just the grandma you had to deal with. Right. Louisiana, you got to deal with the whole family.
No, I've dealt with my racist family my whole life. I know how to deal with them.
In Pennsylvania, the top thing Googled was how to win an argument.
You can't. If that's a guy Googling that, which it was, because women do not Google that at all.
Right.
Because they win every argument. So a guy is texting that, and the response should be, you can't.
You can't. Michigan, how to treat food poisoning.
Because somebody left the food out for way too long and they got sick.
That's right. So that was the most Google thing in Michigan last Thanksgiving. Tennessee, can you cook a turkey in the microwave?
No, and you shouldn't Google that.
No. Or if you have completely failed, you live in Mississippi and you have Googled mayonnaise recipes. Just straight up mayonnaise. What can I do with it?
That's all I got right now, and everybody's hungry, and all I have is mayonnaise. So what can I make with this?
Or maybe you're in North Dakota. You're a divorced dad. You know, no one's invited you anywhere. So you Google Taco Bell near me. Taking the kids.
Wow, really? So they want a taco on Thanksgiving.
Well, like, look, they can't cook. They got the kids. That's what the kids want.
The whole time I was doing, when you're in radio and Thanksgiving, it's horrible because you're working on Thanksgiving. You're going to work. There's no getting out of it. The station is still going to be on the air. You're going to work during Thanksgiving.
That's
so
right.
One year I spent my Thanksgiving after my air shift at a Waffle House.
Okay, of course.
So I'm sitting at the bar at the Waffle House, and I look over, and there's a guy next to me, and he's looking at me, and we're both going, yep.
Yep.
This is where we are at this time. And then one year I was on the air, and the whole time I'm on the air, I was complaining the whole time because I don't have turkey. So every break, I'd be like, you know, Savannah's Rock Station, I-95. I really would want some turkey right now. you know, cranberries, turkey would be great. Macaroni, cheese, mashed potatoes. Here's AC/DC. every break I did that until a guy knocked at the back door with a whole spread for me because he got sick of me just bitching and complaining that I wanted turkey.
That is so shameless. That is just shameless of you. I got to tell you one more because this is so fun. Actually, there's a couple of funny ones here. New Jersey, because it's the whole family. Can dogs eat cranberry sauce?
No.
That was the number one thing Googled. No. Wisconsin, what does it mean if your poop is green?
It means you ate shrimp for Thanksgiving.
What are you eating in Wisconsin on Thanksgiving that would turn your poop green?
I think shrimp is the only thing that does that, isn't it?
I don't know. But enough people in Wisconsin Googled that, so something was going on in Wisconsin last Thanksgiving.
Shamrock shakes and shrimp. That's the only yep. two things.
I guess so. And finally, in Indiana, this is very important. This is something that you should always have at the ready on your Google. How to unclog a toilet without a plunger.